We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Tezvav. We begin on the second line from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara was trying to understand the explanation of our Mishnah, which our Mishnah began on the previous daf, explaining a machlekes that was regarding how great did we say that one can increase a tumah that was already there, regarding when they were burning different kachim. And then Reb Meir said, from their words we learned that one can burn, which was related to our sugya here, Masechet Pesachim, that someone can burn chametz, that's truma, even if it's tahira, together with chametz, that's truma, that's tameya. And that's what we learned from their words, that we're not concerned, which the Gemara on the previous daf struggled to understand. Where do we see that from the opinions of Reb Chanin Skana Kahanim and Reb Akiva that were mentioned previously in the Mishnah? Where from Divreihem, from their words, do you see that? Because they're both talking my case, that ultimately our tameh, whether they're tummy or apostle, but they're invalid on some level. So therefore, then you can go ahead and burn it together with something that has a greater intensity, a greater level of tumah. But where do you find, to even say Reb Meir's chiddush, that even when it's tahira, that one would be able to go ahead, when you're going to burn it, to burn it with something that's tummy? On that, the Gemara had said an explanation at the end of the previous daf, and that is because although it's tummy midrabbanan, which on a biblical, on a deraisa level, that means it's tahar, and therefore that was the chiddush that Reb Meir was learning in the words of Reb Chanin Skana Kahanim, that although it was tummy, it was a shlishi, but it was only shlishim drabbanan, again, which means that essentially it is a tahar midaraisa. So you see that he was allowing it to be burned with something that was tummy midaraisa, which something that became tummy from an avatum, and therefore we find that you could say the same thing regarding chametz. That's where our Gemara begins. On that, Amr Shlokish Meshum Bakapar, he says you don't have to go ahead and make this doichik teretz, which means it's a little forced in the sense, because nowhere do we find that Reb Chanin Skana Kahanim was talking about that it was necessarily because it was something that became tummy from a drabbanon, and therefore that's what you wanted to use as an explanation in understanding Reb Meir's opinion, that, oh, it was tummy only drabbanon, which means that I say it was tahar, and therefore, since it was tahar, that's why you can go ahead and do it with chametz too. And that he says no. Masnitin ba'avatuma da'iraisa, essentially you could say, as the Gemara had assumed, which was pashup shot in the reading of our Mishnah, that the case of Reb Chanin Skana Kahanim was talking about that the one that you're burning it with became tummy from something that's an avatuma da'iraisa, and also uvlatatuma da'iraisa, and regarding the thing that we're in creating a greater level now, when you're burning it with the thing that has a greater level of tumma, it became tummy from a vlatatuma or a vlatavlat, as the Gemara had explained, that it became a shlishi on the biblical level. And therefore, then the question returns, umayim divrehim. So what does it mean from their words? Reb Meir's case is talking about that it's totally tahar. And now, if we're going back to the way we had assumed originally, that we're talking about that both these pieces of meat are tummy on the deraisa level, although one's on the lower level, one's a shlishi, and one's, let's say, a rishon. And therefore, yes, we understand the edus of what they were saying, that you can increase the intensity from a shlishi, now it's going to become a sheni when it touches a rishon. But then how does that come to Reb Meir's halacha, that he's allowing even to be burning tahar chametz with that's truma with the one that's tummy? So therefore, maimon divrehim. On that, Rosh Lakish says, midivrei Reb Eliezer, Reb Yeshua. And that is, when Reb Meir said, midivrehim lamanu, it wasn't going on the two opinions mentioned previously in the Mishnah. Rather, it was going on in general, and what he was saying was, that from the words of our tzaddikim, of our tamid acham, we can understand that we could burn chametz that's truma tahayra with chametz that's truma tameya. And who are these Tamid Chacham? They are Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. And Rashi tells us that. So therefore, what is the testimony of Reb Chanin and Reb Akiva, which are the first two opinions in our Mishnah? What does it have to do over here if it's not, if it would be like an introduction to Reb Meir's opinion as we had assumed on the previous daf, as an explanation of Reb Meir, so then we could understand. But if not, what is the relationship over here to Masechet Pesachim? It's just that because we wanted to talk about burning kachim that are tar with kachim that are tamei, because that's the case of the chametz truma, which also is a level of kachim. That's why we said it as an introduction, but essentially it has nothing to do with the halacha of Reb Meir, that because the words of Medivrein was not going on Reb Chanina and Reb Akiva, rather it was going on the pins of Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. To which the Gemara asks, hi Reb Yeshua, which Reb Yeshua is this that we find that he says this chiddush, that even if something is totally tahar, we can go ahead and burn it with something that's tameh? And that the Gemara says, Ilay Mahar Reb Yeshua did not, if you're going to say it's the following opinion of Reb Yeshua, which is taught in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, that says, Chavish al Truma, regarding a barrel of Truma, Shenoilid la Safik Tuma, that then it occurred that now we have a doubt regarding Tuma of that barrel. That is, for example, if let's say someone that was a person that was Tumay that came into that area, now we're not sure, did he touch that barrel of Truma or not? And now we have Machlokes. Reb Eliezer says, If this barrel was placed in an open area, a place that was hefker, now you should put it in the concealed area, which basically that means to say is that you still have the azhara, you're still commanded to protect the sanctity of the truma. And that is, as it's taught in Masechtas B'chayris and Daf Lamed Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, it's Mishmeres Trumasi, that there is the watching, that you have to safeguard my Truma. Now it says in the plural, Trumaisai, which is that there's two Trumas that we're talking about. What are the two Trumas that one has to protect the sanctity that should not become Tami? One is regarding Truma that's Tahira, and one is regarding Truma that's Taluya, that means that there, it's Misupik, that there's doubt regarding if it's Tahara or not. And still the Torah says that you should make a Mishmeres, you should protect it. And therefore, Eliezer says, here we have a doubt regarding if it's Tara or Tamei. You still have a Chiyav to put it in the Mokam HaMutzah now to protect it, to safeguard it, that it should not become Tamei, Bevadois, through definite contact with Tamei. And similarly, if it was uncovered, Yechasen, you should cover it. Again, the fact that we have doubt regarding Tuma is not a reason to now be lax regarding it. To the contrary, one should go ahead and redouble his efforts to protect it. Rabbi Shua says, if up until now it was in the concealed area, because that's how it should be to protect the sanctity of the Truma, if you want, you can go ahead and put it in the open area, in the hefki area. In other words, you can go ahead and let and cause Tuma to come to it. And the reason being is because he holds what's called Yesh Eim L'Misayris, that there's primacy to the thing, the way something is written in the Torah, not the way it's read. And since it's written in the Truma, see, although it's read Trumasai, which is pluralistic, however, it says Trumasi, which means my Truma, which is an individual, in the singular, therefore he says that there's only one Truma that we have a Chiyuv of Shmira for, and that is Truma Tahira. But when it's Tluya, when there's already doubt if it became Tamina, then we have no Chiyuv to protect it. And therefore, Vem Hoysim Mechusa, similarly, if it was uncovered, if it was covered, Yigalan, you can go ahead and uncover it now. But one thing we do see is that we hear from Rishua's opinion that since now, the only thing that you can utilize this truma for is to use it as firewood, to burn it, because at least misafik, you can't go ahead and consume the truma that's tame. And therefore, you can actually go ahead and cause it to become tame. So therefore, that's what Remei was saying to here also. Even though we have truma that's tahira, but since it's at the time of bir chametz where you have to burn it, you cannot go ahead and have and consume it. It would have to be only utilized by burning it. Therefore, you can go ahead and be metamet. And that's the halacha that Rav Meir learned from Rabbi Yeshua, that it doesn't make a difference if it's tahira or tluya, but the fact that it's designated to be burned, so therefore that makes it as if you can go ahead and be metamed, and that's essentially what Rav Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua. That is, we find that if something is designated to be burned, therefore you can go ahead and be metamed. That's what Rav Meir is saying here also, that since, although it's truma tahira, you can go ahead and be metamed now, since it's designated for be burning, because it's the time of bir chametz, you can go ahead and be metamed with the truma tahira. So that the Gemara responds, me dummy, how could you compare that halacha Rabbi Yeshua to what Rabbi Meir's chiddush is trying to say? Hasam grama ba'alma. There at the most, what you're doing is that you're putting it in an open area, you're taking it from being covered to uncovered, so you're just causing it to occur, but you're not actually doing it. Hacha b'yadayim. Here you're actually doing it proactively with your hands. You're going ahead and burning it when you're putting it together with the truma that's tamei. There we don't see such a chiddush from Yeshua. And again, what is the source of Reb Meir to say Midivreim Lomanu? You can't say it's from Reb Yeshua, because from that Reb Yeshua, all you see is that you can allow it to happen, but to go ahead and cause it, we don't find that. So David the Gemara continues searching for this source. Elahari Bishua, rather it's the following Rabbi Shua, the name which we learned in the Mishnah, it's the next Mishnah over the Masechtas Trumah that says, Chavis Shal Trumah, regarding a barrel of Trumah, Shenishbur Begas Al Yoina, that broke in the upper vat. And that is in the wine press, they would have an upper vat, which is where the grapes were put into it. Vitachtoina, and the lower part, which is the pit where the wine drips into it when after it gets pressed from the top, is Chulun Temein. That bottom one has chulin, the things that are not consecrated, that are tummy, which are fit. In other words, both the top and the bottom are fit separately, because the top is truma tahira, and the chulin, although it's tummy, it's fit for a kohen when he is tummy, or for somebody that doesn't eat their chulin b'tahara. But the problem is, in this situation, is if the truma falls into the pit that's on the bottom, when they mix, that makes what's called meduma, that's going to be tummy, and that's not going to be fit for anybody. It's not going to be fit for the Yisrael, because now you have truma that's mixed into it that fell in it, even if it would be tahira. And you, similarly, you can't sell it to the kohen, because since it's tummy, Now the truma that fell into the chul and tamein, it becomes tamei. That is usher to give to the kain, as the Gemara Maseches Yevamos in Perek Aral says in Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. They learn out that someone that eats truma tamei is over nasei, as it says b'sherecha techlano hatamei v'atar yachdav, that in your gates you can eat the tamei and tar together, which says that for this, but not for something else. And therefore, if the truma would fall into the chulin that's tamein on the bottom, everything would become usher. So regarding this case, the Mishnah there says, "Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua." Both of them agree that although they argue, as the Sefer is going to be quoted in a moment, when you cannot save, but they agree in this type of a case, "Sheim Yochel Ahatzel Mimen Revius B'Tahara," that if you could save a revius of the truma that's tahir on the top B'Tahara, and what does that mean? It means if you could quickly go get pure vessels and go get the truma before it totally goes down into the chulin that's tamei in the bottom of the pit, and you'll be able to save at least a revius of a lug, then yatzel. Then you can go ahead and get those kalim and go ahead and save the truma that's tahir. However, if you won't be able to go ahead and get the truma that's slipping by quickly into the chulin that's on the bottom, only with kalim tameim, that you can't do. In other words, why would you go ahead and get the truma with kalim tamei and you're going to be metame the truma? It's not going to be able to be utilized anyway. The reason why you would do that is because you don't want it to drip into the chulin on the bottom, because then that's going to save the chulin, that it shouldn't get mixed up. Because if it gets mixed up, now the chulin that's tamei, which was could be utilized when he's tamei off of Yisrael, would be ruined because of the truma that's falling in, which that will become tamei and make it us of everybody. And therefore, in that amount of time, although it's going to be slipping in and getting ruined, however, we cannot go ahead and actively be metame the truma by getting it quickly out before it drips down with kelim tamein to be metame it to save the chulin. And that is what the Mishnah there continues and says, v'im lav, and if not, that if you cannot find a pure vessel and ultimately all of it's going to become tamei, it's going to be dripping into the chulin tameim, there is where we have machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And that is Rabbi Eliezer says, he says, in spite of that, Terid v'titma, we have to allow the truma to go and be mitame, and therefore it is going to get ruined, and all the chulin is going to be ruined. And the reason is because v'ayat men biyad, we cannot go ahead and be mitame it actively with our hands, and that is the truma to go ahead and save it from going down to the bottom. Although we're not going to be saving the truma again, that's going to be ruined when you're doing the kelim tamein. But it's quickly, it won't go down to ruin the chulin that's tamein to save the chulin that we're not allowed to go ahead and do that. And therefore, although we can go ahead and save truma and to do certain things, that is, although it's going to be going down, as long as we can save a revius of it in b'tahara, that we go ahead and do it. However, where it's going to be just a matter of saving the chulin that's tamei, that we cannot go ahead and be metame the truma b'yadayim. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Yeshua Eimer, afiyat me'en b'yad. He says, no, you can even go ahead and be metame b'yadayim. In other words, it's going to get ruined anyway, because it's going down into the chulin tameim. So what's the difference if I go ahead and do it, or it goes by itself? Let me at least save the chulin that's tameim, so that could be consumed b'mei tuma or for Yisrael. And therefore, he allows one to actually go ahead and get kalim to quickly get it out before it goes down, because if it's truma going down the chulin tameim, everything is going to be lost. But what we see from Yeshua is that since ultimately it's going to be eliminated, it's anyways going to get ruined, so he allows you to go ahead and do it b'yadayim, to do it actively. And therefore, Pesach is no different. And Reb Meir learned from Yeshua that chametz, that's truma, that's tahira, could be burnt with chametz, that's truma, that's tameya. Because why? Because what are you doing? You're going ahead and you're ruining it by going ahead and being metameh together with the chametz, that's truma, that's tameya. But anyways, it's going to get ruined. And therefore, either way, what's the difference? At least let me go ahead and I could do it be a dime, because there's no difference if it does it by itself or if I do it be a dime. Well, that the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's the case, you're telling me that you're learning out from this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that you see that if it's anyways going to happen, because it's going to get ruined, the chametz anyways, after we're talking about the zman of beer of chametz, so then I can go ahead and do it, be a diamond, ruin it in this case by being metamid. But then midvarav miboyle, it shouldn't have said that from their opinions, because you just quoted me this as machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Lazar says we cannot go ahead and do it, be a diamond. Even if it's going to happen, you have to just let it be, and you can't do it to do anything, to save, or whatever purpose it is. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, in our case, you cannot go ahead and be metamed, be a dime when you're burning it, although it's going to get ruined when the time of chametz becomes usur. And therefore, should have said from his words, not midivrei hem, because midivrei hem would sound like both of them agree, and it's not true. I thought the Gemara says you're right, but Hachkema, what Meir was saying was Mimachlokusan Shribalezer, Rabbi Yeshua Lamanu. From their machloikis, from both their opinions, we understand this halacha, as Rashi says, because the halacha always follows Rabbi Yeshua by the halachas of Tyrus, because regarding Rabbi Eliezer, all the Chacham had agreed against Rabbi Eliezer to say the halacha always follows Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Eliezer, as the famous story of Tanur Shalachanoi in the Gemara B'Metziah, Daf Nun Testament base, where that there was this big thing and Rabbi Eliezer tried bringing rayas from Menashemayim and from the trees, and they said that, no, the halacha does not follow you. And therefore, it means from both their words, because now that we know that they're arguing about it, we know the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, as the Gemara Bava Metzia says, and therefore, that is where a mayor got it from, to say that even if something is tahira, if it's going to get ruined, and therefore you can do it even be a dayan right now. So that's why you could burn truma tahira, that's chametz, together with truma, that's tameya, that is chametz. Now the Gemara says, dekanami. It seems also to be precise like this, that Reb Meir was learning his halacha from Reb Yeshua, and not like as the Gemara had assumed previously from Reb Chanina. Because we learned in our Mishnah that when Reb Yosi responded to Reb Meir, he said, Inahi min amida. This that you're comparing what you're trying to say, your chiddush halacha, that you can burn truma that's tahira with truma that's tameya on Erev Pesach, that's, you can't compare it to what you're learning out from. Because Meidah Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua, that they both agree that this would not be the case in this case, that they would hold that you would have to burn them separately. But what you do see from Reb Yosi's response to Reb Meir is shmamina, that obviously that Reb Meir was learning out from Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. And therefore, that's what Reb Yosi was responding, saying, no, it's not true. This that you're learning from Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua is not the same thing. And here they would agree, although sometimes the one opinion would say that you could burn them together. Here they would say you have to burn it separately. And the Gemara later is going to ask, why does Reb Yosi actually say Inahi min amida, if we just explained very precisely why Reb Meir is learning from Yeshua, that one could go ahead and do it biadayim, even if you're having truma tahira with truma tameya, because it anyways by itself would have became us. And that's where we learned clearly that Reb Yeshua seems to say the same halacha as Reb Meir. Then the Gemara continues, V'chein Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav Barvo. Similarly, that Rav Nachman said as our daf began, as the same as Rish Lakish, that he had said, what is the Midivrim Lamano of Reb Meir? It was going on Reb Yeshua, which was their words of Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, which Halachas Vatak Reb Yeshua, and not again as the Gemara had assumed on the previous daf, that it was like the opinion of Reb Chanina, which was quoted earlier in our Mishnah. And that is that he said, Masnitin ba'ava tuma da'i raisa, that the one that was the tummy one was something that became tummy from an ava tuma. Uvlada tuma da'i raisa, and the one that was the lower level that we were going ahead and being metamed and being increasing the tuma on it was something that was avlada tuma on a biblical level too. Umayim divrein, what does it mean from their words? Where do you see from there regarding something that is tahar? Midivri b'lezri b'shua. It wasn't going on the words of Reb Chanina Skana Kahanim. Rather, it was going on the words of Reb Elazar Mishu, which had mentioned elsewhere, and that's where Reb Meir's source was from. So now, on that interpretation, which was the same, again, interpretation as the Shlakish, Isvei Ravler of Nachman. So he asked him, he says, I'll quote you a braisa. Amr Rabbi Yosi said, and that was his response to Reb Meir, says, Ein Hanidin, the thing that you're trying to prove to, which is the halacha of burning chametz on Pesach, that you're learning from what you quoted midivreihem, is not doim l'raya. It's not comparable to the proof that you're bringing. In other words, the divreihem that you're bringing as a proof is not the same thing as what you're trying to compare it to regarding your chametz case, that you're trying to say even if it's tar, you can burn it with chametz tameya. And that is because shekeshehiidu rabbeisenu, when our rabbanim, in other words, the words that you bring from, when they said testimony, amahaidu, regarding what did they say testimony, that you're trying to learn from there to compare to your case of chametz that's truma, that's tahira, to burn it with chametz that's truma, that's tameya. Im alabaser shenitma bevlada tuma, if it's regarding the case, which obviously is alluding to Reb Chanina Sagana Kanim's case of our Mishnah, regarding meat that became tame from a vlad hatuma, which is, as we had explained, becomes a shlishi. Shesarfin oisei ma'baser shenitma ba'avatum, and then now you're going to burn it with meat that became tam an avatum, which is a rishon. And that is, you're saying, so now it could be increased from a shlishi to a sheni, and that you're trying to compare to your case, that, oh, you see, you could go ahead and increase levels of tuma, but zet tamei, but this one, the shlishi that we said, is already tamei. It already has the halachic status of tamei, because it can go ahead and make a revii by kodesh. Vizeh, and this Rishon, which you're burning it with, is Tameh also. It is also Tameh. And therefore, how could you go ahead and compare it to your case of the Chametz regarding Truma, which is Tahira. We never find anywhere, even Reb Chanin Skanakam, who says you could increase levels of Tumah, but it's something that's already Tumah. It's a Shlishi, which can go ahead and create something else Tumah, which, as we had explained, that the halachic difference between Tumah and Psul is Tumah is something that not only does it acquire Tumah, but it actually transmitted further. And Psul, as the next case the Gemara is going to bring, is that it becomes invalid, at least on some level, but it can transmit it later. But here, the Shlishi, that you can make it into a Sheni, it was already Tameh. So now you're making it a little greater, but we don't find anywhere regarding that you're trying to say that it, even if it's totally tar, you could be metamet. And now, Imala Shemesh in Nisla B'Tvoyim, and if you're going to learn, which is he's alluding to the case of Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, who said a bigger chiddush, that if it's regarding oil that became pasul, again, which means to say that it's invalid itself, but it can't transmit it further because it touched the Tvoyim, which a Tvoyim has the halachic status of like a Sheni creating in the oil like a Shlishi. But since it's regarding Truma, as Rashi had explained in the previous staff, which does not make a Revi by Truma, that they would go ahead and light it in a lamp that is Tamei from a Tamei Mace, which it means that it's a Rishain. So now you're going ahead and you're taking something that's Pasul and going ahead of a Shlish and making it into the Sheni, or possibly even to a Rishain, as you might explain, because it's a Mateches, it's metal. But ultimately, Zeh Pasul v'Zeh Tamei. At most, it's something that was already Pasul. And the other thing that it's touching is Tamei. But again, nowhere do we find what you're trying to be mechadish to say that even if it's totally tar, that you can go ahead and be metamet. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi continues what he's saying. He says, Avanu Maidim, we also agree, b'truma shenitmes b'vlad hatuma, regarding a truma, that became Tamei from a vlad hatuma. Shesarvin oisem ha-truma shenitmes b'avatuma. You could burn it with truma that became Tamei from an avatuma. Aval heich nisuf. But however, how could you burn even hatluye matame, even with truma that is a doubtful case of tuma, with something that actually for sure became tuma? Shema yavel yahu, maybe Eliyahu Hanav is going to come later, v'yitarana, and is going to say that it's tahar, and it's going to come out retroactively, that you be a dayim. Proactively, you went ahead and you were matame truma, even if it requires sreifa because of the isser chametz, but still you're not going to go ahead and be matame, be a dayim, and definitely you can't do it by a case of tahira. Now we continue on Talmud Beis, where Rabbi Yitzi continues his responses to Reb Meir, and that is, as Rashi says, that although it's not necessary for our sugya over here, but the Gemara completes the Braisa, which is the quote of Rabbi Yitzi in his response to Reb Meir, and we find Hapigel, regarding if a Kohen that's doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash has a thought that he wants to go ahead and eat the carbon after the proper time that it's allowed to be eaten, or Vahanoiser, or regarding Kachim that's left over, Vahatameh, and kachim meat that became tame, which now the Gemara says at the last parak on Daf Kaf Chaf Amid Beis, that says that there was a gzer d'rabanan on pigel and noiser, that they make the yadayim, they make the hands of a person tame. And that is, although in essence in halacha we never find that a oichel, a food item, could be metame an adam, a person. However, they made a gzer that in this case the pigel anaisa will be metame the yadayim, but not to be metame the entire body of the kohen. It's just because of what's called chashde kuna the kohen, they were suspicious of, or the lazy kohanim. As the Gemara there explains, they wanted them to be zrizim and to be with zeal, and that's why they made that if there is pigel anaisa, it's going to actually create a tumma and it's going to be problematic for them. However, what we do see is that although that they have a tumma d'rabanan on them already, this pigel and noiser, and here on the other end, here's the tumma that has an actual tumma d'araisa, b'shamei aymrim, ein nisraf ka'achas, they cannot go ahead and be burned together as one. And that is, you cannot burn pigel and noiser that are not tamei min ha'tayra with something that's tumeya that is tamei min ha'tayra. And definitely, by truma tahara and tumeya, that for sure one would not be able to be burning them together. Now, that's Beis Shammai's opinion. However, even Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, Nisrafin ka'achas, yes, you can go ahead and burn them together. But even Beis Hillel, they only allow it because it's pigel and noiser that at least they have a tumah d'rabanan, as we explained, that was the gezer that they had instituted. However, what Rabbi Yossi is responding to Reb Meir is that, but even Beis Hillel would agree that if it's totally tar, we would not be able to go ahead and burn it with truma tamei. And therefore, we don't understand what is your source. You said midivrayim. First of all, I don't understand what midivrayim is. From Reb Chanin Iskan Kanam and Reb Akiva, you do not find that they say that it's allowed if it was tar. Maybe you could increase the levels of tumah, but definitely not something that's totally tar. And even here, similarly, we find that even Beis Hillel that allows pigel and nais to be burnt with tamei is only because at least it has a tumah drabanan, but totally tar, we don't find this thing. So that's the quote of the Brice. Now Rava concludes his question. Says, and if you would think that Remeir is learning out when you say midivreim, is from the opinion of Rabbi Shu, which is what you, Rav Nachman, are trying to say. Amai mahadale Rabbi Yisi mid Rabbi Chanina skana kahanim. So why would Rabbi Yisi says, oh, I don't understand, you're midivrehem. What's he quoting? He's quoting the opinions of our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina skana kahanim, and Rabbi Kiva. But you're saying that's not what he was even learning from. He was learning from Yeshua. So why is Rabbi Yisi responding from these words? Obviously, midivrehem is Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva, not as you're saying from Rabbi Yeshua. On that, the Gemara answered, Amalei Rabbi Nachman. Nachman said, no. Rabbi Yisi lava daite. Rabbi Yisi did not understand where Remei was coming from when he said Medivraim. The Husava Remei Medrib Chaninus Kanakam Kamala. He thought that Remei was coming from Chaninus Kanakam when he said Medivraim. V'amalei, and Remei responded to him, Anam Rabbi Yeshua Kamina. I am coming from Yeshua. Don't ask me from Rabbi Chanina and Bekev. You're right, from there it wouldn't be approved. I'm coming from Yeshua. V'amalei, and on that Rabbi Yisi responded to Remei, even if you're going to say that you're learning. But even from Rabbi Yeshua, it's still as this is the quote that is said in our Mishnah from Rabbi Yisi, that's still ain't a hiyamida. It still wouldn't be a complete proof from Rabbi Yeshua. Because even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he's the one that says elsewhere that you could burn it together in something that's Tameh. Here he would agree that one that we would have to burn each one separately. And therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Nachman is resolved, because as our Mishnah definitely sounds like him, although the Braisa sound like Medivraim is going on Rabbi Chanina and on the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, as we see Rabbi Yisi was asking on Rabbi Meir, it wasn't because Rabbi Meir was learning from there, that Rabbi Yisi had thought that he was, and then he responded that I'm not learning from there, and that's where the court of our Mishnah continues and says, oh, even if you learn from Yeshua, I have this question. But now the Gemara asks on this statement of Rabbi Yisi, which we just quoted, now, v'amai einahi hamida. So we understand the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Meir was coming from Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what Rabbi Yisi was asking from. But then the Gemara asked, why? So then actually, what does it mean that it's not the same thing? Mido midahi. It is exactly the same thing that Rabbi Meir is comparing Rabbi Yeshua's halacha to his halacha. Because since Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua, that something that's totally tahar, which is what the barrel of truma that was in the upper vat, that's what it was, and it's because it's ultimately going to become ruined anyway when it's going to be falling into the chulin tameh on the bottom. So on that, Rabbi Yeshua said, you're allowed to go ahead and be metamed b'yadayim. You're allowed to take tummy vessels to get the truma that's tahar on the top out. So therefore, that's clearly Remeir's halacha, the truma that's tahara, that anyway is going to get ruined because it's chametz and the time of bir chametz is coming up and it's going to get ruined. So then you can go ahead and actually do it b'yadayim and ruin it anyway. So why is it enemy enehi min amida? That the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisi's response was, Shani Hasam, the Ike Hefset Chulin. There it's different. You can't compare it to Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. Because there's a loss of all the chulin that's on the bottom. All that is in the bottom pit is going to get ruined. You want to save that. But to save that, then we allow to be Metam Yedam. But just for no reason to go ahead and be Metam Yedam, you can go ahead and burn the Truma Tameya separately from the Truma Tahara, then you can't go ahead and do it together. Because there's no Hefset as we find in the case over there. The Gemara asks, Maskela V'yermiyah, how could this be the reason why Rabbi Yisi held that you can't learn from Yeshua? The case of our Mishnah also has a loss, the loss of firewood, because now you have to make two separate fires when you're burning the chametz. That's a loss of money, and therefore, Rabbi Meir should be learning out from Yeshua. And what's Rabbi Yisi's question? So this elder told him, he said, look, as halacha, in halacha that's mentioned, that for a great loss, that's what they were concerned about. Here you have the wine that's in the lower vat, that's definitely a lot of money. But for a small loss of a little money, of a little firewood, that they was not concerned about, and therefore, that's why it's not a question regarding to say that, oh, what are you asking, Rabbi Yisi? Here there's also a loss. That's not considered a significant loss, and therefore, Rabbi Yisi was responding, that's not the same as Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, because Rabbi Yeshua is talking about by a loss, and here it's not a loss, and therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree, you cannot be metamed b'yadayim. So now the Gemara goes ahead and delves deeper into this machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi that was mentioned on Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechanan, he comes to qualify this machlokes that they had, which we just explained what the halacha was, which it might turn out that Rabbi Yechanan actually might not learn the way we just interpreted the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi if it's being learned out from Yeshua, as this seems to be the idea about who is the Medivreim Lamanu that Rabbi Meir is learning from and that Rabbi Yisi asks on him. Up until now, on the previous daf, we had learned Rabbi Chanina, but on our daf, we had both Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Nachman that learned that it was going on Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, who's coming to clarify the Machlaikis, is going to be, we'll see whose opinion he goes like. So he says, Machlaikis B'Sheish. This whole machloikis that we had regarding Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, if we're allowed to go ahead and be metame the truma that's tahar with the truma that's tameya, is only in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, where the truma that's tahar only has an issur drabanan. It's only because minat Torah, we only have to burn it after the sixth hour, in the seventh hour. Here, that we burn in the sixth hour is only midrabanan. And that is, as the Gemara explained elsewhere, it's exer, because we might come to confuse the hours. Avol b'sheva, but in the seventh hour, where already the chametz is asim minat Torah. So, quote unquote, there's no greater tuma than that, because it's totally useless. It's totally usher, and therefore it's essentially as something that became tummy. In other words, we have to protect it from becoming tummy, because truma that's tameya has no capacity of utility. And therefore, we say that something that becomes usher, it's in the seventh hour, so then devei hakol sarfin. There, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you could burn the truma that's tahar with the truma that's tameya, because it's already over. It's already quote-unquote tummy, so therefore you're not doing anything by burning it with the truma that's tameya. So Reb Zeir had quoted this halacha from Reb Yochanan. So Reb Zeir told him, says, "Name of Reb Yochanan, it seems to say that Reb Yochanan would hold masnitin be'avatuma da'iraisim, that regarding Reb Chanina Sagan HaKahanim's case that he mentioned regarding that you could increase levels of tuma as you find in the Beis Hamikdash when you're going to burn it, that the greater tuma one was the one that had the avatuma that became tuma from an avatuma that minatara uvlad hatuma drabanan, and that the one that was the lower level shlishi that's becoming tuma when you're touching it, when you're burning it together, was a shlishi midrabanan." And what was Remeir referring to when he said that from their words you learn out that even Truma Tahari can be burnt with Truma Tameya, is Medivir Reb Chanina Sekana Kahanim, and that is that not like Reb Nachman, again, was interpreting up until now in Rish Lakish. Rather, from Reb Yechanan, it seems that he says, as the Gemara had assumed on the previous daf, and that is Reb Chanina was talking about Avlad HaTumah Drabanan, and Remeir was learning from him that since Min HaTaira, it is essentially tahar. It's only midraban that's tamei. So you see something that is tahar, at least on a biblical level, you can go ahead and be metamed when you're going to burn it. And that is why Rabbi Yechanan said that their machlokes was only in the sixth hour. Why did he say the sixth hour? Because in the sixth hour, there is at least an issur drabanan on it. And that's the reason of Reb Meir that he says that, yes, in the sixth hour, where it at least has a tumah drabanan, although minat tahira, it's tumah tahira, but essentially it has a rabbinic problem already, and that's why, you can go ahead and burn it together with something that's tamei even midaraisa, because that's exactly what Reb Chanina Sekan HaKahanim had said, that if it has at least a problem midrabanan, it's a shlishim midrabanan, then although midatari it's still tahira, like the case that Remeir is talking about, then you can burn it with something that's tamei. But if you would come to burn this chametz truma that's tahira in the fifth hour or in the fourth hour, there Remeir would agree that you cannot burn it together with truma that's tamei. Although, it is ultimately going to be lost, because he's not learning from Rabbi Yeshua, rather because the reason of Rabbi Yeshua is, as Rabbi Yossi had said, you cannot learn Remeir's halacha from Rabbi Yeshua, because that's because of the loss of Chulin. Whereas over here, where there is no loss, you're right, Remeir would agree you cannot learn that from Yeshua. And that's why. So who is Reb Meir learning from? It must be the Reb Yechon who was giving this clarification, the opinion of Reb Meir, must be that he was learning from Chaninska and the Kanim. Or maybe his question was that maybe it's not so clear. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan also holds that Remeir was learning from Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason of Remeir is not because it has at least an issur drabanan in the sixth hour. Because the truth is, even in the fifth hour or in the fourth hour, Remeir would agree that you could burn it with the truma that's tameya. Because as Rabbi Yeshua says, it's eventually going to become usur anyway. It's the doom is near. And therefore, you can go ahead and do it be a dime. This Rabbi Yochanan said in the sixth hour, it was just normalcy, because that's generally that's the time when people burn it. So that's what he said in the sixth hour, but not into contrast, whereas not in the fifth or the fourth. It's just a contrast regarding the seventh, that there everyone would agree, but in the sixth, Remeir's chiddush would even be in the fifth or even in the fourth. So that was his question that he was posing to Rav Asi. Amalei in, he says, yes, that Rabbi Yochanan said necessarily in the sixth hour, because Remeir was learning from Reb Chanina, and he wasn't learning from Rabbi Yeshua, as the Gemara had assumed with the Pshat of Reb Nachman, or Shlakish HaBetelna, which the Gemara later on will ask. And if that's the case, so then why does Rabbi Yossi say Einahi Min Amida? I mean, we explained Einahi Min Amida up until now. If Remeir was learning from Rabbi Yeshua, on that Rabbi Yossi says, wait, you can't compare to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's case is talking about a great loss, and here it's not a great loss. And now we're saying that Rami agrees to that, you couldn't be able to compare it. He's not learning from Bishur, he's learning from Bechanina. But if he's learning from Bechanina, it seems like Rami's case is the same as Bechanina, that in the sixth hour, he already has at least a Isra Bonan, then you can go ahead and Mimitame with something that is even Midaraisa. However, before that, the Gemara continues, says, Itmanami, similarly learned that clearly the Rabbi Yochanan does learn in the opinion of Rameya that Midivrayim was from Rabbi Chanina, and not as Rav Nachman had said from Rabbi Shua, that Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Masditin bava tuma de raisa, uvlada tuma de rabbanon, umaydiv midivrayim, midiv Rabbi Chanina, skanakanim, and then he continues with his clarification, again, as the interpretation, as he just said, that Rameya was learning from Rabbi Chanina, that is, umachlekes b'shesh. Their machlekes was only in the sixth hour. But in the seventh hour, everyone, even Rabbi Yisrael, would agree that you could burn them because then it's already totally tummy in the sense that it's also even midairaisa. Now the Gemara says, let us support the ikard halacha that Rabbi Yechon was saying that in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yisrael would agree that it's quote-unquote already tummy min ha-tayra, and therefore you can go ahead and burn them with the truma that's tamei. Because we learned, ha-pigal v'ha-naisar v'ha-tummy, regarding pigal and naisar, and tummy. Bishama Aimim in the Safa Ka'achas, as we explained, you can't burn them together because although the pigal and the naisa have at least a rabbinic tumma, but they don't have a biblical, and therefore you can't burn it with something that became tummy minatar. Ubisil Aimim in the Safa Ka'achas, but he'll still say that you can go ahead and burn it together. Now, again, this was what Rabbi Yisi had said before. And he said to Reb Meir, oh, that only regarding this debate, he'll say that you can burn it together because at least pigal and naisa are Aser minatar. Now the Gemara is giving a different spin on this halacha. Not because, as the Gemara had previously tried to prove in the interpretation, that when they were saying it was that Rami was going like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua was responding that, oh, you can't compare to that case. Rather, now the Gemara is saying it because the halacha, the Beis Hillel is saying that you could bring it together, pigal neiser and tamei, is because pigal and neiser are usur, not tamei, usur min ha-tayra. They're forbidden. You can't consume it. That's an issur that's written in the Torah. But an issur drabanan, there, Beis Hillel would agree that you cannot go ahead and actively be metameh b'yadayim to burn it with something that is tameh, because it's only pigal and naisa that have already an iser at least of minatayra. So from there you hear that, however, regarding an iser d'iraisa, which would be the equivalent of the seventh hour of Chametz and Erev Pesach, the Rebbe would agree that although there's no shame tameh on it, it's not tamei, there's no tamei on it, maybe rabbinic tamei as we said, but no deiraisa tamei, but the issa deiraisa is on it, the Rabbi says, that I agree that you find Rabbi's hill. And therefore, what you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, is that in the seventh hour, where it already has an issa deiraisa, which is what the case of pigal and neiser, that you could burn it with tamei is, and that's why you can go ahead and be metamit, even though it doesn't have a tama deiraisa, but an issa deiraisa it has, which is what Chametz and Erev Pesach in the seventh hour has, you can go ahead and burn it with the truma that's tamei on Erev Pesach. But that the Gemara says no, it's not a source for Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, because Shani Hasam, there it's different, as we had explained the Gemara on the top of the Yamed, to Islu Tumim Midrabbanim, because there, it has at least a Tumim Midrabbanim. In other words, you cannot support Rabbi Yechanan from there. Even in the seventh hour, I would tell you, Rabbi Yisi would argue and says you cannot burn it with Truma that's Temeya. Now, although the fact that obviously it's Asam and Atayra in the seventh hour, because it doesn't have, at least on any level, a shame Tumah, you cannot be Metamid. This that Beis Hillel says that they agree by Pigal and Naisa, which Rabbi Yisi was agreeing to also when he was quoting, is because at least has a shame tumah midrabanan, as we had explained, which the Gemara says does not like in the Mishnah that's on Daf Kof Chof and Beis, ha pigal v'ha noiser mitamen esay adam, as we had explained previously on the Daf, that they do, as the Gemara there explains, what the reason why the chamu or geizer this tumah, but it has at least rabbinic tumah, also has rabbinic tumah, that is why you'd be able to go ahead and burn it with truma that's tameo, or in the case over there, that you can go ahead and burn it with something that's tameh midairaisa. But to say that regarding the Rabbi Yechanan's halacha in Rabbi Yisi that he would agree, even if it has no tumah at all, that you don't find. So although there is an issa deraisa in both cases, but there it's different because there at least has a tumah drabon. So the Gemara tries finding a different source for Rabbi Yechanan. Let's find a source for Rabbi Yechanan that everyone would agree in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yisi, that we can go ahead and burn the truma that's tired with the truma tumeah from the following braisa. It says hapas she'ivsha, regarding bread that got moldy, it got spoiled. V'nifsum lecha adam, and now it's not useful, it's invalid for people to be able to eat, because it's just not edible. However, a kelev yochel achla, but it's still roll achil's kelev, a dog could still eat it. So therefore, mitama tumas oichlan bekebe, it still conveys a tumma of oichlan, of food items, in the size of a bea of an egg, and that is since originally it was fit for people to eat. So it already had a status of food item. So therefore, it acquired a halachic status that it could become tummy. Therefore, it does not get removed from the status of being acceptable for tumas eichon until it becomes invalid from even dogs not being able to eat it. Then the Braisa continues, v'nisrefes im ha-tameya be-pesach, and it can be burnt with something that's tameh on Erev Pesach, even if it's trumatar. You have this regular piece of bread, it just got moldy, it's not edible. So therefore, we said dogs could still eat it, so therefore it has tumas eichon. However, you could burn it with something that's tameh on Erev Pesach. Again, even if this is truma, that's tahara. Now, Rashi explains, this statement must be that Rabbi Yisrael was saying it. Because if it was Rabbi Meir, then why do you have to say moldy bread? Even full-fledged good bread, not just moldy, would be permitted to go ahead and burn it with Truma Tameh. As he says, Truma Tameh, you can burn with Truma Tameh. So from this, you hear the Rabbi Yisrael agrees where something cannot be consumed, that you can go ahead and burn it with Truma Tameh. And therefore, the same thing would apply to good bread in the seventh hour is the same as moldy bread. That since you can't eat it anyway, so you can go ahead and be metamed, be a dying with the truma that's tameya, because moldy you can't eat it because it's moldy, and seventh hour you can't eat it because it's already asa bahana, because it's on Erev Pesach after the time of bir chametz. And then the Gemara says no, you can't compare it to the moldy bread because shani hasam to afri ba'amahu. That's different. The moldy bread, it's considered like dust, and therefore it's non-existent in the sense of being considered an edible item. So therefore you can go ahead and be metamed. But here it's a regular full-fledged piece of bread. It has a prohibition on it. So therefore, that's why you can't eat it, but it's still considered a food item that would be considered truma tahara. They cannot be burned with truma tameya. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechonon, Ihachi, if it's true, the way you're trying to say, that Rabbi Meir is learning up his halacha midevreihem, was from Rabbi Chanina, not as the Gemara had said on this daf, from Rish Lakish and Rav Nachman, that it was from Yeshua, then my moida, what is the statement that Rabbi Yossi responded to Rabbi Meir and says, what do you mean? Moida, that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua both agree that regarding your halacha, that it wouldn't be the case that you're trying to say. You're trying to learn from Chanina, and that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua both agree that it's not true, that you would have to burn them separately. Question is, what type of response is that? Rabbi Meir is coming from Chanina, and then Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua would agree over here that you don't burn them, but he's not going on Reb Elazar and Yeshua. He's coming from Chanina. Reb Chanina seems to be a good source. So what are you saying that Reb Elazar and Yeshua would agree that you have to burn them separately? But that's not where he's coming from. Another Gemara says, Hachi Kamalei Reb Yisrael Meir. This is what Reb Yisi, you want to understand what is he's saying. He was saying that if you're learning from Chanina, it's, as I said, Enehi Min Amida. It's not a comparison. However, what he was saying was that Afil Reb Yeshua Demekel, and he added on to his statement what he was coming to argue in Yermei, that even according to Yeshua, which you're right, you're not coming from, but he is very lenient, as we heard, as was mentioned on Ahmed Aleph, regarding the barrel that we said you could actually be metamed, be a dime, you can go ahead and take the tummy vessels to get it out. He would agree regarding burning on Erev Pesach that you cannot burn the Truma Tameh with the Truma Tameh that you're trying to say. And that is because over there by that halacha was because, as we had explained on the top of this Amid, that's because of a loss of chulin. So therefore, that's not a comparison that you could do it be a dime, which you don't have over here. Now, moreover, and even if you would want to say that you could be lenient by burning, even when there is no hefsid meruba like there is by the case of chavis, ki mekel, when would Rabbi Yeshua be mekel regarding the halachas of tumah? That is betluya v'tameya. That would be regarding when you have something that's tummy and something that a suffix if it's tummy. As we also had quoted from Rabbi Yeshua on Amud Aleph, regarding a barrel that we had that has a suffix tumma, on that Rabbi Yeshua said that you can go ahead and uncover it. Now, he said it regarding a case of grama, but as the Gemara is assuming right now, that the same thing would apply, that you could do it be a dayim. Aval b'tahay v'tmei lai, but regarding something that's totally tahar, and together with something that's tummy, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you wouldn't be able to burn it together. In other words, there's two elements that we find Rabbi Yeshua is being lenient. And on that, Rabbi Yossi says, neither of them applies to what you're trying to say, Rabbi Meir. Because we have one case when there is a hefsid meruba. That you don't have in your case either. What, you just got to get a little bit more firewood? That's not enough. And even where we find that you could go ahead and do it be a dayim, when there is no case of hefsid meruba, that's when there's at least a case of tluya. when it's a suffix, if it's tummy, then he allows one to go ahead and uncover it and to go ahead and put it in a public place and even do it be a diet. But your case is tahar without having some ruba. Even Rabbi Yeshua, you're right. I know you're not learning from Yeshua. You're learning from Chanina, and on that I have a response to you. But even Rabbi Yeshua, I'm trying to tell you, that is so lenient, even he would not agree to you, and he would say that you would have to bring it separately. So the Gemara resolved that question that we had on this interpretation that Rabbi Yechanan is obviously learning in Rabbi Meir's Midevrayim, that's from Chanina. The Gemara continues to ask on this. If it's really true, like the way Rabbi Yechanan is learning, the Rabbi Meir's Midevrayim was that he was learning it from Chanina's halacha. Let's get to the source of what is Rabbi Yosi's quote in our Mishnah. Why is he saying that it's not the same? You can't compare it. Mido midahi. What do you mean? It seems to be clearly that Rabbi Meir's halacha is the same as Rabbi Chanina's halacha. Because in the sixth hour, which is what Rabbi Yochanan had said was the case that they're arguing about, because in the seventh hour, everyone agrees, there is a isidra banan on the truma that's tahira. So therefore, essentially, it's just like that case that Rabbi Chanina is talking about, where it has a, quote, tumah dirabanan. Because as Rashi explains, although there's something that's blatantly different over here, although we're comparing something that's already asim dirabanan to things that have a tumah deraisa, what's clear is that Rabbi Yosi does not differentiate between a term of tumah and a term of iser. Because what Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was implicitly saying is Rabbi Yosi would agree in the seventh hour that since there's already an iser deraisa, although there is no shame tumah whatsoever in the seventh hour regarding chametz, that's just usher. And however, there you said he would agree you could burn it with truma that's tumeya. So obviously he does not differentiate between Isser deraisa or tumah deraisa. Now, since he doesn't differentiate between tumah and isser, once you get a certain level of prohibition, it's going to be the same thing, and that would be the element of the prohibition of being metamid. So therefore, Reb Meir definitely is learning out very badly from Chanina. Because what did Reb Chanina say? That you could be metame something that was already tumah midrabanan, which is how we'd explain the case of the shlishi, that it was a rabbinic tumah, with something that has a tumah deraisa, which is the rishon that it's coming in contact with. So therefore, here also, where it has already an issa drabanan, which again, you Rabbi Yosi, the way at least Rabbi Yochanan is interpreting, hold that tumah and issa is the same thing. Once it's issa deraisa, you can be metame tumah deraisa. So Reb Meir, who's learning from Chanina, that regarding a tumah drabanan, that you can be metame with a tumah deraisa, would say the same thing regarding Reb Meir's case, that when it's asim drabanan, that you could be metame with a tumah deraisa, because drabanan could go ahead and be metame with deraisa, and there's no difference if it's issa drabanan or tumah drabanan. So that's the Gemara's question. Based on your interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's going on Reb Meir's learning up from Reb Chanina, so why is Rabbi Yosi saying that in the Himam Amida, seems to be exactly what Reb Chanina is saying? And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, hacha over here, and that is the case that Reb Meir was learning from Chanina, which was by meat that became tummy from avlada tuma, which was that we said that it's going to be together with that you're being metamid when you're burning it with basar that was from nitma from avatuma, was bebasar shenitma bemashkin. Is we're talking about meat that became tummy from beverages shenitma machmas sherets that became tummy from his sherets, and what's moreover is that since that is the case of Reb Chanina. And both are going according to their previous held opinions elsewhere, which would therefore give us an understanding of why Reb Meir would say that halacha Reb Chanina is the same that what I'm saying, and Reb Yisrael would say, no, the halacha Reb Chanina is saying is not the same as the halacha that he's trying to say. As the Gemara explains, Reb Meir l'tamei, the Amma that he says, Tumas mashkin l'tamei acherim, regarding the tumah of beverages, in its capacity to transmit tumah to other things, even to food items, dirabanan, it is at most a dirabanan. And therefore, midai raisa, we view it as totally tar. And when you're burning it together, which is what Reb Chanina's case is talking about, with meat that became tumah from an avatumah, you're making it tumah min atayra. Therefore, Reb Meir is learning regarding truma that's tar in the sixth hour, which also has the issa drabanan in it, there would be no difference that you could go ahead and burn it with truma that's tamea, because again, that's essentially the same thing as Reb Chanina's case. We're talking about these beverages that were only a isidra banan that's now going ahead and being metame the basar, that is going to be midra banan asar, minatar mutar. So therefore, now you're going to go ahead and compare it to the case of truma that's tahira minatara, but it's in the sixth hour, so it's asar midra banan, and therefore you could go ahead and metame it with something that's tamea minatara. However, Rabbi Yisrael Tamei, Rabbi Yisrael is going according to his previous held opinion, the Amar that he says regarding this case of Rabbi Chanina, Tumas Mashkin L'tame Achem, regarding to the capacity of the Tumma of beverages, which is what the case that we're talking about, to be metami other things, which in our case means this piece of meat, that's the shlishi, is the iraisa. That's a biblical shlishi. And that's why it's inahim min amida, because the case of Reb Chanina is that they're both tami min hatayra. And therefore, yes, that you can go ahead and increase it into a sheni. But how could you compare it to your case, Reb Meir, that it's truma, that's tahira min hatayra, although maybe it's even awesome in the Rabbanan, but that's not the same as Rabbi Chanina's case. You don't find Rabbi Chanina that he says even by Rabban you can go ahead and make it into Daraisa. Because Rabbi Chanina's case, the way Rabbi Yossi holds is the halachic status of Mashkin being metame other things, which is the case that we said is talking about, as Rabbi Yirmiyahu had explained, that it's talking about that the meat became tummy from Mashkin, that became tummy from Esheretz, which that is only rabbinic, which according to Rabbi Meir that's rabbinic, but according to Rabbi Yossi it's Daraisa. So since Daraisa, that has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir's case, which would only be something that's usher on rabbinic level, that you don't find that you'd be able to go ahead and be mitam of that. So Rashi goes through just an explanation. This summarizes all the opinions that we had up until now. Rashi asks that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, if so, both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yossi, regarding the what is the chiddush that Rabbi Chanina was saying in our Mishnah, which we said that you could increase levels of tumah, and this was what a question that the Gemara had grappled with on the previous daf. Originally, this piece of meat touched this beverage, which was a rishon, because it became a rishon from touching the sheretz, which is the avatoma. Therefore, the piece of meat became a sheni. Now, also, when it touches the rishon, which is what you're burning it with, it's going to be touching a rishon, so it's not going to be increasing the levels of tumah whatsoever. So that Rashi feels that the interpretation is that Rabbi Yirmiyah was essentially going, as Rabbi Yehuda had explained on the previous daf, that it's not a vlad hatumah, rather it's a vlad vlad. It's becoming a shlishi, but he wasn't so particular to explain the details, and rather he was just quoting the terminology that's mentioned in Mishnah, which has said vlad hatumah. But really we're talking about that meat that became tummy from beverages, that became tummy from a kli, that became tummy from a sheretz, which that makes the mashkim into a sheni, which makes the piece of meat into a shlishi, and the chiddush that Reb Chanina was saying, just for the basic halacha of Reb Chanina, not regarding what Remei was learning out from there, was that you can make a shlishi, and you're allowed to make it into a sheni when you're burning it with the rishon. But then Rashi continues to ask, and he says that ultimately, since a food item does not convey tumah to another food item, only midrabanan, so what does it help that this basar, that's a rishon, you're burning with the basar, that's a shlishi, if it's to make it a sheni midrabanan, as the Gemara had proposed on the previous daf, that yes, it was on rabbinic level, but then originally this was also a sheni midrabanan, although we said it was a shlishi, but on the rabbinic level it was already a sheni, because beverages that touch a rishon latoma or a shein latoma, they become a rishon midrabanan. So therefore here, with this mashkin, even if it touched the keli that was a rishon, making it into a sheni, but midrabanan, it becomes a rishon. So therefore, when this beverage, when it touches this piece of meat, you're right, min atayra, it makes it into a shlishi, but on the rabbinic level, it makes it into a sheni, because on the rabbinic level, it's a rishon. So therefore, if this piece of meat that's being burnt with the other piece of meat, at most is making it into a rabbinic level of tumah, of a sheni, but rabbinically, it already had a sheni from when it touched the beverage. So therefore, Rashi says that what you have to say is that Rabbi Yirmiyah held, either like Rav Ada, or like Abai, which was mentioned in the previous daf, that they say that kudshim convey tumah, a status as its item itself is. And therefore, Rashi concludes this follows with old opinions. Says that Reb Chanina is teaching us that a sheni drabanan, again, it's already a sheni min drabanan, through the beverages, you can make it a sheni min hatayra, because now it's not going to be coming, in other words, when you're going ahead and touching it into these things over there, it has a biblical halacha of sheni, because again, by kachem, it conveys the tumah that it actually is, and therefore, that's the chiddush Reb Chanina is teaching us. According to Meir, we're learning also that a sheni that's midrabanan, which on the deraisa level is considered totally tar, you're allowed to make it into a sheni deraisa, similarly too. And that's why Meir continues this halach, and he says even more that truma that is tahira, you could burn it with truma that's tamei, because you see things that are on the biblical level are considered tar, that you can go ahead and burn it with something that's a tamei. However, Yossi teaches us that no, that a sheni drabanan, which is a shlishi deraisa, that you can make into a sheni deraisa, and that's why he held that it's inahi min hamida, because it's only something that already has at least a tuma min hatayra, although on a shlishi, but then you can increase it, but not something that's totally tar whatsoever. Now, Rashi says regarding Ravina that was mentioned on the previous stuff that he holds what's called Mikrim Moli Dibra Akasim, that he does not differentiate regarding Kadshim whatsoever, that it makes Kayetzibai. So obviously, he says he cannot be holding like this Teretz of Rabbi Yirmiyahu over here. And he has to say that the increase of Tumo was Midrabanan that's mentioned in our Mishnah in the Reisha. And what does it mean Midivrayim? That Ramey was saying, obviously, was not going on Reb Chanina's Kanakanam, rather, was going on the opinions of Reb Eleza and Reb Yishua. So the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying, Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that there is this machlekes lishitasim of Reb Meir and Reb Yisra regarding the halachic status of Mashkin to convey Tuma, if that's the Raisa or Draban again, and that will be exactly the case of Reb Chanina, and hence that will be the difference. Can you pull out from that halacha if you say regarding something that's even Drabanan or only something that's Deraisa and not to compare to Drabanan, depending on what you view the halachic status of the mashkin when it's being metame this piece of meat into a shlishi? As we continue on top of Tezayin and Aleph, the Braisa says, Safik mashkin li tami. Regarding doubt of beverages to acquire tuma, that is, if let's say there was a Safik tuma that regarding beverages, in its inception of the tuma, for example, let's say a person that's tummy, that stretched out his leg near an area of pure mashkin, and we're not sure, did he touch it, did he not touch it? That's a case of, regarding beverages, that's a doubt if it actually became tummy in the first place, and that is regarding this suffix of the tumma on that tummy. We say that it does acquire a halacha of tummy min ha-suffix, because this Tana holds that the tumma of mashkin for themselves to acquire tumma is a deraisa halacha. As the pasuk in Vayikra says, v'chol mashka asher yishasa, that all beverages that will be drunk, and therefore, since it's a deraisa, it's a suffix deraisa, and regarding doubts of minatayra, of biblical status, we give it a stringent halacha and it becomes tummy. However, l'tame acherim, to convey tumma to other things, regarding a doubt in a beverage, in its doubt of if it is tummy, but we're doubtful if it transmitted tummy to something else. For example, if let's say this tummy person had a stick in his hand, and at the tip of it there were beverages that were tummy, and he throws it amongst loaves of bread that are tahar. Now we're not sure, did it touch the loaves, did it not touch the loaves? That would be a suffix of mashke, which is tummy, regarding if it was metami other things. And that's how it's taught in Masechtas Tyrus. On that we say tahar, that we say that those loaves of bread are tahar, because this Tana holds that regarding beverages to convey tumma to other things, that capacity is only midrabanan and amidairaisa. Because this Tana does not darshan the pasuk yitma, the way it's written by beverages in the terminology of yitame. It says that regarding these beverages that will become tame. However, there are those who want to learn that to read it yitame, that it will convey tumma. This Tana does not learn like that. And therefore, you don't find anywhere in the Torah regarding the capacity of beverages to convey tumah. So it's at most, it's a suffix drabanan, and therefore we go lekula, and then we'll say tar divrei meir. This was the opinion of Reb Meir. V'chein ha Reb Eleza oimer, kedvar, Reb Eleza says the same thing as Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says, and he's talking even regarding the doubt of a beverage to be able to convey and transmit tumah to other things. He says, lakoil, when this doubt of regarding it transmitting tumma to other things, no matter where that doubt begins, whether it's if it touched something that's tahar in a keli, or whether if it happened regarding food items, either way, we're going to say the tummy, that it will have a halacha of tummy misafik, and that's because that Rabbi Huda holds that mashkin that a tummy could be mitame even kalim min hatayr. That's because he learns from the pasuk that we quoted before, Asher Yishasa b'chol kli yitma. He makes the drasha of yitma yitame, that he reads also that it could convey tuma. And from the fact that it says it near b'chol kli, near the term of vessel, it's mashma that it could be metame even a kli. And that's how it's learned out in Taras Kainim. Therefore, when you have a doubt, you're going to say that it's a suffik deraisa, and therefore in Rosh Hashayachad you'll say the doubt will have a halacha of tame, because it's deraisa halacha even regarding transmitting tuma, and even regarding a kli. However, Reb Shimon, they say similar to Reb Yehuda, but not as much. They say la'oichlin, regarding food items, if this doubt was regarding the beverages conveying tumma to food items, for example, if let's say mashkin tame spilled amongst these loaves of bread. Now, we're not sure, did it touch the loaves of bread or not? They're tameim. There they agree to Reb Yehuda that it would be tame, because they hold that, you're right, mashkin are metame, however, oichlin, they hold that yes, it conveys tumma to food items min ha-tayra, and therefore when you have a suffix in Rosh Hashayachad, you'll say, as we always say regarding the suffix in tumma, regarding Rosh Hashayachad, it's tummy, Rosh Hashanah, it's tahar, so therefore it'll be tummy. Lekalim, however, regarding vessels, if this doubt was regarding, for example, if let's say you have a mashka, a beverage that was tummy, that spilled amongst different vessels, now we're not sure, did it touch the vessel, did it not? Then Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon hold that tahir, that they would be tahir, because they hold that the capacity for mashkin to be mitam midiraisa is only regarding food items, but by kale, by vessels, is only midrabanan. And therefore, regarding that suffix, they weren't geyser. And that is because Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, they darshan yitmo yitame like Rabbi Yehuda. However, not regarding kalim, as the Gemara later on in this parak and Afiyot Ches will teach us. But however, one thing we do see is what the Gemara concludes over here, that we find this machlikis of Emeir and Rabbi Yehuda lishitasim, if we find if mashkin convey tuma midaraiso or only midrabanan, and therefore that will be the basis for their machlikis over here in the case of Chanin Skandakana. If we say, like Reb Meir, that it will not convey tumah min d'oraisa, it only be min d'rabbanan. So Reb Chanin Skanzakan case, which was in the mashkin, was metamid, a piece of meat, making it into a shlishi. So then we find something that's tar min d'oraisa can then go ahead and be burnt, as Reb Chanin said, with something that's tumah min d'oraisa. So you see that d'rabbanan could be burnt with d'oraisa. Same thing for my case in the sixth hour, when it's already, quote, tumah, it's already asim min d'rabbanan, you could burn it with something that's tumah min d'oraisa. Whereas Reb Yosi, the reason why he argues in the Himin Amida is because it says Reb Chanin Skanzakan case is not a rabbinic, rather it's the d'oraisa halacha, because he holds mashkin conveys tuma on a biblical level. And since it conveys tuma on a biblical level, yes, it's a shlishim in that Torah. That is why you can go ahead and burn it with a ava tuma or a rishon tuma, because it's increasing the levels of tuma. However, they're both midaraisa. If it was on midrabanan, which is the case of your tuma, Rameir, there Reb Chanina would disagree and he would hold, we cannot burn them together. Rather, each one would have to be burned separately.